Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
There's another topic. I'm looking at the TV that I ignored from this Lakers Timberwolves. I tried to guess what topics they'd be talking about on First Take. Is this Anthony Edwards' league now?
Ooh.
They love.
You know what, dude? You wanting to be a producer for ESPN has never been more obviously out of reach than you failing to anticipate the topics.
My open campaign to become a producer. I missed on the. Is this? You're right. Like if you're trying to guess the topics after a big, especially the NBA is very conducive to this because of the nature of the league. I said that how does this affect LeBron's legacy will be a topic, and it still may be. It hasn't yet. Is Nico Harrison vindicated for the trade? That happened earlier. I got that one right. The one I missed was, is J.J. Redick to blame? And now this Anthony Edwards, is it his league? Face of the league, legacy, who to blame?
Face of the league is a huge one.
A big one for the
ideally
NBA.
Ideally, ESPN hopes that it's a foreign-born player because then that's when they get the maximum controversy.
Oh,
it's like when Stephen A. Smith says that Shohei Ohtani can't be the face of the league, this, that, the other.
Oh,
so, so they miss out on that a little bit, but that's you should know that there's a. There's a grab bag of ESPN topics that are legacy. There will be Jordan. At some point, this will be, would Jordan have gone out like this?
Jordan and MJ, or Jordan and LeBron, yes. Yeah, there's like this, they have this box, and they open it up, and there's just all these gimmicks inside of it. And they're like, we got to do legacy here. Lance McCullers, set to make his return on Sunday in
Chicago.
How
will this affect his legacy?
I'll tell you what.
It is actually legitimate.
It's a legitimate question. Here's Lance McCullers. He met with the media yesterday. How's it feel to be back this Sunday?
It's been a really long road for me. I thank my teammates, coaching staff, Astros organization for standing by me and supporting me. And I'm excited to just kind of get this type of stuff done with, and then just get back into the flow of pitching for this team.
I think, Seth, we'll talk about what this could mean to the Astros in just a second. It could be big. If you're getting the Lance McCullers back that pitched in 2021 and at the end of 2022, the World Series game where he got shelled notwithstanding, I'm talking regular season. He was a really good pitcher, seventh in the Cy Young voting in 2021, and then he had a 2.27 ERA in eight starts at the end of the season, the year they won the World Series. Like undeniably, those statistics are really, really good. If you get that, that's a game changer. Just purely on an emotional level, I think it's really cool that he's making this comeback. It would have been really easy. He signed a fully guaranteed $85 million contract extension after the COVID season in 2020 that runs all the way through, I think, 2027.
Yeah.
He could have really easily just said, I'll just take my $85 million and I'll go, be a dad to my daughter and a husband to my wife and go move on with my life. And this was a grueling rehab. This is a 2.5 year rehab to come back with all kinds of fits and starts with it. My respect has grown for Lance McCullers.
And the two things I think people forget about Lance that he deserves more credit for is A, just his performance versus the Yankees in the 2017 ALCS when he threw 24 straight curveballs for one. I'll just do that. But then the other is that he pitched through a partially torn UCL that would later require Tommy John surgery back in 2018.
18. Yep.
Yeah. Like he's been an absolute warrior in a sports context when it comes to fighting through injuries, sometimes to his detriment and against probably what everybody was advising him to do. He's played through a lot of injuries and that this flexor tendon, he gave an answer yesterday that I know it sounded kind of confusing. It almost made it sound like he'd gotten a second Tommy John surgery. I think it was when he had that flexor tendon, they weren't sure if he was going to need Tommy John surgery as well. And the report afterwards was that he wasn't going to need it.
Yeah.
So I think when he was speaking yesterday, I think he was more talking about like the fear of having that a potential second Tommy John.
Yeah.
But the flexor tendon in surgery was obviously still a very big deal.
Yep.
So he's really battled through a lot of stuff. And I just, man, if he could play the complete season and on into the playoffs this year, I think all of those ESPN type topics would be totally valid and accurate, but you'd feel really good talking about it. Okay, what's Lance McCullers' legacy? What's was Lance McCullers this? Was Lance McCullers that?
Yeah.
It's we're still in the middle of it for now.
Here's how he is talking about how he feels physically.
My last two outings, I felt really good. I feel like my stuff's been pretty crisp. So obviously, it's been a long layoff for me, and there's probably going to be things I have to work through and kind of get my feet back under me and things of that nature. But I feel like I'm in as good of a spot as I can be coming out of rehab, rehab games, I should say, and I'm excited for Sunday.
This is what I need to remind everybody of, that I know it's been a while, and I haven't really seen him much since 2021. And when you saw him in the World Series, it was him just battling through a bad performance to try to save the rest of the staff for the next game against the Phillies. But that Lance does have a habit of coming out and really struggling through the first inning and then pulling it back in. He's really good. He's really good at scaring the hell out of you in the first inning and then reeling it right back in.
Yeah.
So just save your thumbs. Don't just don't give up after the first inning. There's a good chance that he might not have the best inning. His worst inning might be the first inning.
It may
be. And then just see what happens after that.
I've already called it. He will bean somebody, not with malice in his heart, but he will hit a batter in the first inning on Sunday. That's my prediction. He's gonna be amped up, man. He'll
have no regrets about it though. Either.
No, of course not.
He likes owning the plate,
Of course,
he's old
not.
School in that regard.
Man, I hope he comes back. I'm telling you.
He grew up with Goose Gossage as his godfather.
That's
basically.
Right.
He's not afraid to piss people off.
No. If you get back a version of Lance McCullers that's anywhere close to the 2021 and 2022 healthy versions of him,
that is a
huge factor that I don't think odds makers were looking at that. I think a lot of Astro fans still aren't letting themselves get to a place where they're where they're factoring in Lance McCullers. But this is an American League right now that is just a swamp of average to a slightly above average and slightly below average baseball teams. Like, there is not a runaway. Forget about the AL West. The AL as a whole, there's not a team that's a runaway team like there are in the National League. There's five or six of those teams that are really, really good and elite in the National League. You get a Lance McCullers who gives you 25 starts, and they're good starts, you're winning the division. And that all of a sudden gives you, in the playoffs, assuming Framber, I think Framber's going to be fine, but Hunter Brown, Framber, McCullers, and then whatever else you got as your number four, that's enough to win the American League if he's good.
Look, and the big thing with Lance, too, is he's adamant that he's a starting pitcher, and that's what he is. And he's not getting knocked off of that. That's what his approach is in the regular season. He's a career 3.5 ERA guy. And, there's highlights and lowlights along the way there. But I think his value in the postseason and his ability to piggyback start or to come in relief or to be an opener or whatever.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It might be. That's something that he's proven. and it has still does have all that playoff experience.
Yep.
But he also, look, I know he hasn't played in the last couple of years, but he's also now 30 years old. Mm-hmm. Like he's going to be a more mature version of himself. Mm-hmm. And he was always very professional and very mature, but I think maybe that fiery side of him where sometimes it might have been his detriment.
Yeah.
Like this, it may be a little bit more of a calm, cool, and collected and consistent Lance McCullers.
Yeah.
Probably helps him out in coming back from the injury.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Like, no, that type of thing harnessed at 22 or 23 is different than when you're a little older like he is, for sure.
Actually, this is his 31-year-old season,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Boy. Where does the time fly, Sean Pendergast?
It's crazy. Well, he came into the league in 2015, and he's only won 49 games. But yeah. He's pitched well when he's been out there. You know, it's just he's missed multiple full seasons. It's just it's a wild back of the baseball card for him, man. It really is. Rooting hard for him on Sunday. Some text messages coming in. Going to be in Chicago this weekend. Was only going to go to Saturday's game. Definitely going to Sunday as well now with Lance starting. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head earlier, Seth. Like for me, if you're an Astros fan, like this is whatever you had planned for Sunday, you know, clear the deck. You're watching this. Like this is a big deal on Sunday. Yeah. I think it's a big deal.
Well, the other thing about Lance too is that it's just tough that I know and I understand and I get why people are frustrated with him, obviously, but it's not because he had personality issues or off-field issues or anything like that. It's simply been injuries. But he was also probably the guy who most embraced Houston in the golden era side of things. Like he had his H-Town tattoo from way back when. And like he was all about it, really embracing the city. That it's hard to watch sometimes how much vitriol there is by some people towards him when really he's had really bad luck with injuries.
Yep, no doubt. If Lance comes back healthy and strong, does that increase the likelihood of Framber being traded? No. Framber, the determination to trade Framber will be based on where this team is come July, and I fully expect Framber to be on the team for the entire season. I think this team would have to be way out of it for them to move Framber Valdez potentially to a team that they could see in the postseason to get a few prospects. Like that die was cast when they could have traded him, presumably back when they traded Kyle Tucker.
The only way Framber also gets traded if the Astros are very much in playoff contention is it's got to be a player for player deal. It's not going to be for the future.
Right.
They're
not going to weaken this team.
There's not going to be a Cam Smith out there is the thing that entices them. I think it'll be that there's a stud hitter out there and available. Please don't delude yourselves into thinking it's Mike Trout.
That would be interesting. You don't see deals like that. That would be that'd be really intriguing. Like
it would like be a crazy deal. It would be awesome.
Like a deadline trade where you get a high-level pitcher traded for a high-level hitter between two playoff teams.
The reason I brought up Mike Trout, by the way, is just because I hadn't really been paying attention. And I just saw, because Mike Trout was off to a ferocious start early this year. He is now back down to batting 179 with a 727.
And he left the game a couple days ago.
He did? He got injured?
Yeah, I think he got hurt again.
My God.
Yes. All right. Payne and Pendergast.
Sean, he hasn't played in the last regular seasons. He hasn't played in a regular season's equivalent of games.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, you look right. Like if you add
up 21 through 24.
Yeah. Adds up to what?
I apologize. He's played 266 games.
Okay, all right.
In four seasons.
In four seasons, right. All right.
I forget, 2022, he played a whole season. Yep. Yeah. By his standards, 119 games.
Yeah, are you kidding me? That's combat pay right there. That's heavy lifting for Mike Trout, 119 games.
So let's say in the last five seasons before this year, he had played 320 games.
Okay.
So he's averaging about 60 games a year.
There you go.
So, yeah.
We're proud to partner with the Insperity Invitational happening at the Woodlands Country Club tournament course this weekend. Stephen Alker, David Duval, Ernie Els, John Daly, and more of the PGA Tour champions' best are on the course right here in town. An incredible weekend of championship golf. It tees off tomorrow. Entry to the tournament is free, so just head on out there, and you can check out all these great pros. For score updates, tee times, weather notes, and more information, head to InsperityInvitational.com. What's the biggest difference between the draft room that Nick Caserio came into the league with at New England back in the early part of the 21st century and the draft room now? He mentioned that on his chat with John Harris and Mark Vandermeer. We'll let you hear what the Texans GM had to say coming up next.